Good to have your company on ABC Radio Canberra. If you're feeling a bit passionate right now, or a little worked up, or celebrating something, do you take a pen or a pencil and get drawing? It seems drawing at work is being, well, encouraged in some quarters and being undertaken by a lot of people. It can be a great way to express yourself and communicate. I mean, it makes me think of the early drawing classes and illustration we did in primary school. But drawing for adults is certainly a worthwhile thing to pursue. So says David Blumenstein, cartoonist from Experience Illustration. David, nice to have you along. Drawing at work, how good can it be for us?
How good? Well, I mean, the thing that I teach is called Drawing for Story. And so it's about storytelling. And people at work tend to have, I've found, trouble just explaining themselves. We're good at explaining other things a lot of the time, but our own work and our own challenges, I suppose, we have a little bit of trouble kind of getting that across to people. So visuals are good for that.
Yeah. How do you teach these drawing visuals? Is it a back to basics, nearly childlike approach?
Well, the reason that I started doing this with my colleague, Luke Watson, is that we were both working in a corporate environment. And what we were doing was human-centered design, so innovation design. And we're both cartoonists by background. And so people would come to us looking for help with explaining all sorts of things, sort of anything you could imagine in a corporate environment. But we couldn't help all of them. So what we thought we would do is just give them a little bit of training. And so the training that we came up with had to fit into their busy schedules. You know, you can't sort of take people out of their work for days or even, you know, a whole day necessarily. So we came up with something that we could fit into about 3 hours, and which sort of goes from very basic, not so much basic drawing, but basic, like, we know you haven't done this for a while, some of you, so we need to get you kind of remembering, oh yeah, this is something I can do, is to put pen to paper. And then from there, because what we found is that a lot of people want to talk about difficult issues or even, you know, problems that they're having with their colleagues or things that are difficult between them and customers, or just trying to explain something to customers. And so to do that, we felt like they need to understand faces. And faces is something that's not necessarily concentrated on. You get, like, really helpful, actually, kind of very basic drawing classes for corporate and institutional types which will focus on, like, stick figures and icons and stuff. And they're really good, but for this kind of communication, we felt like they need to get a handle on what does an angry face look like? What does a happy face look like? Because those are the stories that they want to tell, is how to go from, you know, a lot of the time angry to happy.
Mm.
And so then we just help them with the actual challenge that they've brought with them to the workshop. And they end up with basically a little storyboard or a comic.
It makes sense when you think about the way we SMS or message each other online. Emojis are so popular as far as expressing an emotion. Is this kind of like an analog way of following that train of thought and expressing emotions in that way?
Yeah, that's what it ends up like, actually. It didn't even occur to us, but people came in, you know, like we would say to everyone, and we do, you know, put the mirror on your phone and look at yourself sort of, you know, making these expressions to help you capture what they look like. And eventually some bright sparks kind of go, can I just look at emojis? And we go, yeah, actually you can.
But is the power, maybe the effectiveness in drawing these out for yourself, actually about processing the emotion, the happiness, the conflict, the sadness that you might be feeling in a professional setting?
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, when you get a smaller class, they can almost become a little bit like a therapy session. You get to the point where they're kind of going, I thought this was going to be just a drawing class, you know, and I was going to learn how to draw some pictures, but it actually ends up helping them understand what it is they're trying to communicate and even the weaknesses of what they're trying to communicate.
Uh-huh. Does it make them better communicators to their peers, to their superiors, at getting things done at work as well?
Well, I'll tell you what, there have been a few people who've come back and said as much. In fact, there's one of our colleagues that I like talking about who, I'm not going to say we, you know, caused this, but what he did was he went to a new company and to run a new area of the business. And so he was interviewing there. And you would come in with sort of a USB stick and a big plan that you've done in, a Visio or a PowerPoint or whatever. You know, you've got a deck that you're going to show. And so they'd had people come in and do those. And then he came in and they said, where's your USB? And he said, oh, I don't have one. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what are you presenting? And he unrolled an enormous drawing that he'd made of what he was going to do with this area of the business if he got to run it. And he spoke to that for about an hour. And then he rolled it up and put a rubber band on it and gave it to them. And he got the job, which is great. I don't know if we can take full credit for that, but he's an ingenious human being. But, yeah, so we've had some stories like that.
Well, I'm looking for parallels here in the vinyl age versus all digital music. I wonder if that sort of approach actually gets attention, because now it's the exception, not the rule, to write or draw something out, as opposed to bring up the PowerPoint presentation, which most people would not off in.
Yeah, it's definitely